this doing here? Do you do this?
This is stupid. I don't need this. Hello, whoever's listening. Welcome to the Taxi Cab of Destiny. Or I would say, if that was even a thing anymore. This is stupid. Do you ever get that prompt for your writing class? But the taxi driver who takes you where you need to go? You tell the driver you want to go to someplace useless, like the mall, or the nightclub, or the dry cleaners. Then you get thinking about the broken relationship with your mother. You never got along growing up. And when you were 18, you walked out and just haven't been back since. But now you're starting to wonder if maybe she was right about some things. Maybe you've known that all along. Can you swallow your pride and talk to her? Would she even want to see you? And the next thing you know, the driver is pulling up in front of your mom's house. Not where you wanted to go, but it's where you needed to be. Well, that used to be my job. The benevolent taxi driver that set you on the right path. You'd step out of the cab, realize where you were, and poof, I vanished. Years pass, and everything is going all hunky-dory. You've accepted your dad's death, or you're living that life you've always wanted, or whatever. And you find yourself wishing you'd had the chance to thank me. But, unfortunately, all I ever got in return was a stranger screaming at me to turn the darn car around. But we were complete strangers. What reason would I have to help you? Well, it's more self-serving than you think. And fat luck that did me. Maybe I earned my karma after all. Stuck in a taxi at the end of the universe. No way out. No way to get things back to the way they were. Just here. For all eternity. I'm talking to an inanimate object like it's a person. Oh, I really have fallen this far. It's funny how no matter how much humanity they ripped out of me, I still need that connection. I thought I was better than this. But I guess there's only so much you can take out before I stop being functional. Well, Road would know a little bit about that. What's this? Sound effects. What am I gonna do with a box of sound effects? Fine. Might as well. I've already run out of things to talk about, so whatever. What do people normally do when they find mysterious sound equipment on their passenger seat? We're expecting clear skies today with a sense of soul-crushing loneliness. You can expect no chance of rain or snow with a high of 0 degrees Kelvin and a low of -273 degrees Celsius. If you're wondering, that's the same thing because it's the end of the universe! Breaking news. The universe has ended, but at the end of everything, it's left one thing behind. Me. Not only that, but it locked me in my stupid taxi, so now I'm trapped here. Forever. Or at least until my body decides to give up and die. Whatever that is. In memoriam, the universe. It had a good run. It gave us everything from beautiful flowers to delicious birthday cakes. But then it up and died, and neglected to take me with it. I'd say I miss you, but well, to be quite frank, you made me into this. Okay, maybe being a driver wasn't so bad. I enjoyed it most of the time, even if I ended up stranded here. But I will never forgive you for that one guy. He made my life a living hell for the entire hour I knew him. Oh, this is what you want, isn't it? Well, fine, I'll tell you all about it, even though you were there. Geez, it would have been about a couple hundred years ago now. It was a hot day, I remember, in and had the AC cranked up all the way. When I pulled up to my passenger, I made sure to park in the shade of a large tree. He opened the door wide and stood there for a good few seconds. I told him to get in quickly because he was letting all the cool air out. But all I got was a "just one sec," and he jogged up to the car behind us, leaving the door open. He returned a second later, holding the car's headlight. I asked him, "Why are you stealing headlights?" He laughed as he finally shut the door. He admitted to being a collector of slight atrocities. I didn't care enough to ask him what that meant. I only got a few blocks when... Oh, would you stop that? I have the SFX button right here. It was annoying enough when he did it. I don't need you to... Okay, enough already. On and off. The backseat light kept clicking, clicking, clicking. I asked him to stop. He just kept clicking. I yelled at him to cut it out, but he ignored me. Conveniently, the taxi made anything I could use as a weapon just disappear. I wanted so desperately to open his door and shove him into oncoming traffic. But when the taxi of destiny needs you to get somewhere, it won't stop until you get there. So I was stuck with him for an hour. And then he started to kick my seat. I tore open the glove box, hoping the taxi had changed its mind. It had. There was a wrench right there. I grinned and flung it straight at his face. It just bounced off. Didn't even leave a dent. I started looking for something else to hurl at him when he started whispering. He said it was finally coming as he stared up into the sky. And then he ripped the seatbelt out of the wall. The taxi definitely didn't appreciate that. The seatbelt constricted around him, pinning him to the seat. Sure, you can have no concern for private property, but you don't mess with destiny. Suddenly, there was a bright flash across the sky, and then the taxi started to shake. Metal bent and folded around me. And then it did the one thing I thought it would never do to me and spit me out. I rolled across the highway, smacking right into the concrete barrier. And before my eyes, I watched my taxi transform into a giant robot. I'm still annoyed about that, you know. You've never done anything like that for me. The passenger scrambled into the cockpit and shoved his stolen headlight into a cavity in the robot's chest. The taxi exploded into neon colors before taking off into the sky. I watched, scowling as it arced across the sky. I could see now where it was headed. Towards a fleet of alien spacecraft coming right towards us. Okay, I'm alone, so I can admit that maybe I was a little surprised at first. I'd been a driver for a long time up until this point, and I'd never come across aliens. I just sat there, watching as my passenger piloted what used to be my taxi into each spacecraft, tearing into them one by one. With every explosion, part of me hoped it was him who would explode and I could finally have my taxi back. End of the world or no end of the world. But no, just be him, ripping through a gas tank, firing a missile out of his forks. You know, you never fired missiles for me. The passenger quickly realized he was outnumbered. And in a last-ditch effort, he leapt out of the cockpit. His skin peeled like a banana's, and what I can only describe as laser spoons shot out of what remained. The laser spoons ricocheted through each spacecraft, destroying them instantly. Well, if it was that easy, I don't see why he didn't do that in the first place. Did he really have to steal my taxi? Come on. With the sky raining putrid alien guts and hunks of metal, my taxi touched down in front of me, empty. I complimented it on its new form, but its only reply was to turn back into a car. I grumbled quietly and got back into the driver's seat. And then I drove away, as I always do, to look for the next passenger. And it's times like those where I shouldn't have known the universe was going to pull some sick joke on me like this one. A lot of good that did you. Now that you're gone, there are more sick jokes to play. And the worst part is, I can't even hit you back. So, in the spirit of my everlasting boredom, let's play a little game, you and I. I am going to try to forget I spent this long talking to myself by pretending you don't exist. Let's see how long I can make it. I predict about 2 weeks. Deal? Ooh.
This episode of The Taxi at the Universe was written, edited, mixed, and performed by Bailey DeMerchant. To listen to more episodes of the show, visit spiritlive.ca or look us up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at Taxi at the End. Thank you so much for listening.